Welcome to another episode of the Boomer versus Zoomer podcast. We have on the couches today, JHB.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Ammunition. Woo! Can we add sound effects?
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah. I love that. Can we do that? No?
Okay. Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, of course.
I should have brought like my own confetti cannon. So when you said my name, I would just shoot it off.
Fuck. Oh my God. Confetti cannons give me so much like PTSD.
Do they?
Yeah. Because someone...
Let's start with that.
I had...
First topic. What is that?
Wait, like, so they actually have like handheld confetti launchers. Like,
right.
Just like in a tube.
Big tube?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had for my 28th or 29th birthday, a bunch of people came in at midnight to surprise me in my room. And one of the friends brought a confetti launcher and shot it all over my room.
Uh-huh.
Confetti fucking everywhere. I found confetti in that, like, because they hired cleaners to like clean my room the next day. But I continued to find confetti just inside of everything, my rugs, my clothes, inside my keyboard, behind my keyboard, just... Yeah.
Do you happen to remember which friend brought the cannon?
Oh, it's someone who's canceled.
Oh, okay.
So
never mind.
Not. So no longer a friend, but was a friend at the time. But yeah,
somebody that I used to know.
Yeah. Exactly. God. So,
hello. I'm the boomer of the episode, bringing back to you the.
You are. I guess.
I think I'm older than you.
You are?
I don't know.
The way I enunciated that was so weird. You are? You are?
Yeah. I turned 33 this year.
I turned 33 this year.
Oh, see, we're about the same age.
21.
Okay. You're a child.
Yeah, you're a child. A baby. Wait, you turned 21?
Yeah.
Right, June.
Yeah.
God.
Is this the first time where the boomers 21. Are outnumbering the zoomers?
No, not necessarily. We've had boomers on before. Well, I mean, I think Leslie doesn't like to, like, call herself a boomer, but I would say she's in the boomer zone. She's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. 33.
I'm a boomer. I'll admit it. Yeah. That's
funny. I mean, I guess for the space it would be, but.
Yeah. For our jobs, it's definitely like, we're a good like 10 years older than pretty much everybody, so.
Wait, how long have you been streaming in the space for?
This year's going to be 10 years, 9 years, years this year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that is a thing that makes us like more boomer.
Right.
I think in industry is like how long you've been in the space streaming for. Cause like, I'm trying to remember who, like Albert, like Boxbox, I think has been streaming for like about 10 years as well. But like, he's like in his like mid to late 20s, I believe. Cause he's been streaming since high school.
Right.
So like, I kind of consider him a boomer in that sense, even though like he's still like under 30s.
The OGs.
Yeah. Wait, so does that mean you're streaming when Justin TV was a thing?
No, I was after that. But yeah, I it's weird because every time I do like interviews and stuff, they ask me that, where they're like, how long have you been streaming? And I'm like, oh, it's been, you know, 8-9 years. And they're like, oh, so you're like an OG. And to me, I'm like, no, that's like, you know, Lyric, Summit, Dan, you know, Day 9, all those guys that were there, that were the ones that I was watching before I started. So I don't consider myself like one of the OGs, but it's just that I have been doing it for a while. So.
That's true.
What was it that got you into streaming?
I was working as a graphic designer at the time, and I was just watching, I watched Lyric in the like Arma RP days. And I was just watching that like while I was working, and I started streaming after work just in the afternoon or in the evenings for like a couple hours each night. I was just playing Minecraft and like streaming, and that's what got me into it. I don't know. It's just fun.
Do a lot of people know that you started with Minecraft?
No, I mean, I like to bring that out as like a fun fact because people don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love Minecraft. It's like the perfect game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
I definitely am newer to the space overall. And even I'm starting to get grouped with like the older generation of streamers, which is crazy to me.
Right.
Because I started in 2017.
Yeah.
Which is like, I guess a long time ago for like a lot of people. But like in the like grand scheme of like actually streaming on the internet, playing video games is actually like relatively recent.
Yeah.
But I think I've told you this before, is that like you are one of the first streamers that I ever like followed in the space, like independently, because like my friends brought me into Twitch, like they told me about it.
Right.
And I was like part of like Leslie, like Foosley's community first before, but like when it came to like actually branching out and watching like streamers that I didn't like personally know, you were like one of the first people I watched, because me and my friends, like my pre-streaming friends, like before I got into streaming, we played a lot of R6.
Yeah.
So we played so much R6. I was like, oh, you know what? Like maybe I should check out like other streamers on like in that category. So like the four that I watched the most of was like Macy J, King George, B-Nans, and you. Yeah. So like I remember, but I think you were the first person that I subbed to outside of my friends. And I remember like thinking your emotes were really cool. And then like you like were talking to me like, oh, thanks for the sub, Peter. And then I was like, wow, I totally get why people watch streams and subscribe and stuff. She just said my name out loud. That's so cool.
Yeah. You know?
So like I definitely had like that parasocial aspect to it. But yeah. But yeah, that was
dopamine hit.
Yeah. That was for sure a dopamine hit. And like I totally get it. So I really get why people like spend money on streamers and like content creators that they support and stuff. So because before, even though I was like streaming for fun, I still didn't really get it because the only streams I watched were my friends. And like when I watched my friends on stream, it wasn't like the same thing to me as like watching like streams, I guess, if that makes sense.
The idea of subscribing to someone at such a young age is so fun because I was 13 and I would want to subscribe to a big streamer. So I would probably take my parents like gift cards that they got for me for Christmas and try and somehow put that into Twitch, which I don't even know if that was possible. But I wanted to be acknowledged by like bigger streamers. Just like the fact of them reading out my name was just like, it was so cool for like 13-year-old me.
It's like being like recognized by a celebrity.
Exactly. Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's like thousands of people watching, but they're like spending this 10 seconds to acknowledge me specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a 27-year-old person at the time in and stream, that I felt that exact same feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, she's like, has like so many people watching and she like took 3 seconds to shout out my sub. That was the greatest moment of my life, you know?
It's such a wild thought. Yeah.
But you started on Twitch pretty young then, right?
I think I created my account when I was 12, which I don't think is allowed.
Yeah, I think you get banned for that. People have been banned for that.
Okay, that was a lie. I created my account when I was 13.
Yeah, we need to roll that
we'll
part
cut
back.
That out of the episode.
Yeah,
don't worry, we got you.
Yeah,
the day of my 13th birthday.
I created my account at such a young age to where like, no, I think it was after Justin TV. I remember Justin TV being a thing, but I used to stream on Google Hangouts, which I don't even know how that's possible, but Google used to have a thing where you could stream.
Oh.
I don't know how, but I took my Mac computer and just kind of aimed it at my TV, which had like Black Ops 2 gameplay on it. And that's how I would stream. I didn't have a capture card or anything.
That kind of reminds me of, I forgot where I saw this, but there's like a dude streaming from his PS5,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't have a webcam. So he puts a mirror next to the TV so you could see his face while he's like, because there's a camera just like,
yeah,
the no capture card again. It's just like capturing the TV and the fucking mirror. And like I remember the mirror, like the frame is like super thick too. It's like one of those ornate mirrors, and so it's like this ridiculous situation. But like you know, he's streaming.
I've seen streamers during the Super Bowl put up like a green screen and then a controller like in their face cam and kind of just pretend that they're playing the game when in reality they're streaming.
That's been done a few times now, I think. I'm pretty sure they are catching some pretty big bans for that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know.
Not recommended.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't fuck with like any like networks that could potentially sue you or loss of revenue.
Yeah. Especially for an event as big as like a Super Bowl or like a World Cup or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's dangerous.
Wait, okay. So as when I was 13, I was a little shitter.
Okay.
Like I was a little dickhead. I think if I had access to Twitch at the time, I would probably have caught some bans. Because I probably would have just said some dumb shit and not realize how dumb the thing. Did you ever catch bans in people's chats?
Yeah, all the time. I was someone who would, I wanted to be a big troll. So like if I wanted to make a streamer mad and then I would get banned, I would create another account to do the same exact thing.
Ban evasion.
Exactly.
And also not endorsed by this broadcast.
That got me banned. And then I got unbanned after. So we're fine.
Which streamers banned you?
I don't remember because I think I would just go into random streams and just try and be an asshole.
Oh, you just do it in random streams?
Oh, you're really a little troll.
Yeah.
You're a little bastard.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
Oh my God. There are people who do that in my stream too. And I'm like, who the fuck like has that time in their day to do this shit? It's you.
Yeah, it's me. I'm not proud of it. I hope you keep that in mind. That if you look at those people down like a few years later, you're going to see that they either regret it or they're just like not proud of it.
Okay, so I'm glad. I do like tell myself like you're going to look back like 5, maybe even 3 years from now and be like, holy shit, that was so cringe that I did that. But I'm glad there's living proof sitting right in front of me that there is redemption, that it's possible.
I am the cringe, yes. I'm not proud of it.
I'm glad that I didn't have access to social media as like a 13. Dude, I mean, same. I didn't really grow up with it.
You didn't have a Zynga?
I did. I had that. I had a Live Journal.
Okay, I had one of those too.
MySpace, you know, but like the current iteration of social media, I'm glad that I didn't have access to, because I'm sure that I would have made some like cringe videos of me trying to be like badass,
really edgy and cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If I were to go to your MySpace, if I somehow found like logs of it, what would I find?
Oh God, I don't know. We were talking about before that my memory is terrible. I have a horrible memory, so. But I'm sure, I mean, at that time, I was very into like Evanescence, you know.
Oh, yeah, the classics.
Yeah. So, and I actually learned, it's crazy because I learned to do a lot of like HTML and CSS coding out of MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you were like designing your whole
trying background. Trying to customize it, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I couldn't really wrap my head around it. I kept trying to follow templates and then it would just like fuck up everything, like obliterate it to pieces. So I was never able to actually do that.
The only thing I know about MySpace is that you could put a song as your like...
Could like autoplay as soon as somebody goes to your profile. Yeah.
What was your guys' song, if you happen to remember?
Oh, Muse. I had, I think, Starlight by Muse at some point. I was a huge Muse fan at the time.
Is it bad that I don't know who Muse is?
You would know if you heard, I think. They have some like hits that are pretty well known.
I think they still release music. I want to say they released an album like last year, but I haven't really followed them in like, I want to say like 10 years. So it's not that crazy. But I mean, do you know like Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's like some basis there.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's not so... Wait, how do you get introduced to like older music? Is it from like older family members?
From my mom. Because my mom, growing up, she would usually, while I'm in the backseat, just ask me, hey, what song is this on the radio? And then over time, I would just learn it.
Okay.
And that was a big help overall, because it got me more interested in like that kind of genre of music.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, are you the oldest sibling?
No, I have a brother who's 5 years older. His name's Chuck.
How old is your mom?
She is 58.
Okay.
And then my dad is 57.
I did have like this crazy thought the other day where if I had a kid when I was like 21, they would be 12 years old right now. And that is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the idea of people being born in like 2008 and they're like, driving cars. I don't know.
That's
Isn't that
insane.
Terrifying? It's weird, huh?
Like that's the year we graduated high school.
Yeah. To me, everybody stopped being born after like 1995-ish.
Yeah.
No one's born after that.
My podcast host, Kaide, she's 2001.
Yeah.
That sounds fake.
Yeah, like, that doesn't sound real,
that
right?
That doesn't sound like a real thing.
Like 2000 and is a birth date.
Right.
Where people can drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, 2004 and after kind of just doesn't make sense. But I guess 2003 and whatever else makes sense for me. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But I feel even more confused when it's 2007 and over. But people that are born in 2007 are now like almost, they're 16. They're turning 16. Yeah. That's weird for me.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that so much.
Just the ever present march of time comes for us all.
God. Oh my God.
I'm so glad you invited me to the podcast.
Oh, jeez. The thing is, I've never really associated you with like boomerism, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, you just seem like ageless in a way.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, you don't like wear your age the way that I do, I feel like.
It's probably because I feel like I found a style that I liked when I was like 20, and I found the music that I liked by the time I was 20, and I have not like changed anything since then. So I don't think that's like necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I just have what I'm comfortable with and that's kind of it. So.
Yeah. My friends told me that I should go for like the Korean director look. And that's kind of like what I'm going for. I found like the sunglasses for it. Like the crazy, because my hair is like naturally curly. So I'm just like growing it out now. And it's kind of what I'm going for.
I love it.
I like that you just let your hair kind of do whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this is because of a hangover, actually. Oh, okay. So
I mean, it looks fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Like it was last night. Or yesterday, I grabbed dinner with Daph, Asu, Tyson, Kaede, like a bunch of people. And then I did not realize that how this is going to be, but Tyson is like the biggest fucking enabler ever. He just kept ordering drinks for me. And like, I was like seven drinks deep in like this just random casual dinner that we had. I was fucking wasted. So also my alcohol tolerance has gone way down since college. But the last drink that I had was an espresso martini, which was, we had dinner at like 10 p.m. and I ordered an espresso martini. So like, I'm just like caffeinated out of my mind, trying to go to sleep, developing a hangover in the midst of trying to fall asleep. So I take a hot shower, which I just found out was bad if you're hungover. Because like, what? You're becoming more dehydrated.
Oh, okay.
As you're showering.
I thought you meant like hot showers in general, which I always read that it's like not good for your skin, and I just don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a cold shower.
Who's going to take cold shower, like, willingly?
Yeah, I'm not going to change.
No. Steaming hot shower.
Same. I also hear room temperature water is better for you than cold water.
Don't care.
I'm going to continue with cold water. I don't care. Put ice
I'm
in that
here
bitch.
For a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, realistically, what is that cold water going to do? I don't know any of the like effects, but what will it do in the long term?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
We might as well just leave it at that then.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Something's going to kill you eventually. I don't think cold water is going to be it. You know? So
unless you drown in the ocean.
That is fair.
That
reminded me of this like article I read of this woman who got locked out of her room on like a cruise ship. And she was, I think, really drunk. So she tried to go outside through like the railing and like climb through her window, and she slipped and fell into the ocean.
Sad.
And like, you know, it's the ship is traveling at like, honestly, way faster
it's
than you
fast.
Probably expect.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. And they didn't even realize she was gone until like hours later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cruise ships kind of freak me out. Have you guys ever been on a cruise?
Yeah, a few times.
No. And I'm also, I don't see the appeal personally.
I'm also planning one in a few months with friends.
Oh, okay.
Don't try to climb into your room through the
Don't
balcony.
Climb it. Yeah.
You will Got
just
it.
Sleep outside.
Yeah, I don't. But cruises are fun, mainly the ones that go to Mexico. I've never been to the, like other ones, but I don't know. I can understand the appeal though for like some people.
For what some is, people, yeah.
What is on a cruise ship that can't be done like off a cruise ship?
They have a water slide. No. I know.
You know, that's what I don't get.
I don't know. I think it's just the idea of like the cruise kind of has everything, as in like they have a shopping area, they have food, they got pools. It's kind of like a vacationist
Vegas. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It sounds like my nightmare, because it's like I'm trapped in a like one vessel with hundreds of other people.
Yeah.
And it has a casino and like an amusement park, a pool. And like all this stuff, and it's just like, when do you get away from all of that? That's what it's like, my nightmare.
I mean, I spend most of my time like outside of my room, like late at night when everyone's going to bed. So I think that's kind of the appeal for me.
Yeah.
You gave me the look like.
Well, it's like you're still not listing things that you could do on a cruise ship specifically.
Okay, you can gamble, you could shop, you can. There's a lot of restaurants. It's mainly just
Vegas.
Enjoying it. Okay, you're just enjoying it with friends, but you're on a boat. You
do
get to look out of the
cruise
sea.
Ships?
Do people smoke? I think so, yeah.
Like, I could see the appeal of there's no smoking. Because, like, Vegas, it's fun, but what I hate about it is, like, people just smoke everywhere, and I just feel like shit after the weekend.
All right, in this defense, Vegas is in the desert. This one is, like, with an ocean view, basically, all around. I don't know.
Wet Las Vegas.
I guess, but, like, also, as someone who lives in SoCal, it's like, I could drive 15 minutes and have a beachside view.
I think the other appeal also is that you're going to Mexico or just another country in general.
Oh, I guess if you have a destination, like, sure, but aren't there, like, cruise ships that just, like, basically do, like, one circle and then you're just back?
Or I don't know. I think they, like, stop at, like, port cities along the way.
Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to understand. If you're able to, like, get off and, like, explore...
Yeah. Yeah,
wherever you
different.
Are.
Yeah, there's like cruises in Southern California that they would stop in like where I used to live up the coast. And there were like some days we would just wake up and there would just be a gigantic cruise ship in the like not in the harbor because it would be too big to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to like park it, you know, out in the ocean and then send little boats with people. And then there would just be a ton of people like shopping and stuff.
Right.
So
okay.
So I think they just use it as like touring. It would always be like a bunch of European people that. You know, they're just doing like a California tour.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, the Carnival cruises in Long Beach, they go to three cities in Mexico, basically, and they stop there for the entire day, but you have to be back on the ship before 6 p.m. And if you are not, the cruise ship will take off without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Like holding up like an entire ship for like a handful of people probably sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like I've never been on a cruise ship either, but like I could already tell the demographic breakdown of the people on a cruise ship would probably not be to my liking. Like, just like families with screaming kids, or just like tons of old people. I don't know. Doesn't sound that.
That's why I spend most of the time like outside of my room late at night, because a lot of the kids are like asleep, and so I don't know.
Just sounds like a very tight window of like when you'd enjoy being on a cruise ship.
I'm mainly in the casino, I'll be honest.
Are you gambling? Are you able to gamble?
Yeah, because I go to Mexico, and so it's like 18 there, I believe.
Wow. Skirting the law. Drinking. I like it.
Thank you. But yeah.
The way you thank said you. Thank you was just thank like you. So endearing. I was like, it's not actually a compliment, but yeah.
So you're traveling to Mexico to avoid the laws of the United States. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah.
My cleverness.
I thought he was proud of me.
Yeah. Learning a lot about JHB in this episode. You're on Twitch too early, breaking laws there. Trolling Banivator. Around comment sections, gambling.
Intentional trolling.
Yeah, like I said, like I'm not proud of it.
No, I'm just glad we're adding to the lore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, well, like, what's your idea of an actual vacation then? Like, or what would you do?
I mean, I like traveling by plane. My partner really hates planes. And so, I like it because, I don't know, I have a weird fascination with airports that everyone is just like going from point A to point B. They're in their own like little worlds. You know, I just listen to my audiobooks or my music or whatever, and I just kind of zone out. And I don't know. The thing is, like with streaming, I don't know the last time I took a vacation just for like the fun of it. Mm. We went to... my partner's from France, so we went to France for Christmas, and I got really sick on Christmas Eve and was sick for like our entire trip, basically.
Oh no.
It was horrible. So that was the last trip that I took that was like not a work trip. But even that, you know, it was like to see family. So
I see.
Yeah, we really want to go to Iceland, and because just it looks beautiful from all the pictures I've seen. I would also really like to just go to like a tropical beach. That would be my thing. Or I don't know. I'm kind of all over. I feel like there's always the people who are like tropical beach vacationers or city explorer vacationers. And I feel like I kind of like both.
Yeah.
You know,
I lean into like the city explorers, I would say. Like I like the urban, but I think it's mostly because I just like eating good food. That's like my main emphasis when it comes to traveling.
Yeah.
And like just being comfortable. So like, I don't want to be like up in the mountains, no access to internet.
Right.
And like,
yeah.
But like, in order to, like, there's like only so much I'll put up with just to eat a really good meal, which is why I fucking love Japan. Because it's like so much like walkable foot traffic where you can just eat something really good every fucking block that you're in. Yeah. But I'm more of like an eater as opposed to like a sightseer, I guess, if that makes sense. I don't know. Like, there are like a lot of places like you could visit, but like, cause it's like cool to see. But like, that's like lower on my like list of things that I want to do. Like I would like to do both at the same time, maybe, but like if it's a place that's specifically just because like it has a nice view, I think I kind of like put that away.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's kind of how Iceland is, because it's a lot of like landscapes and stuff, but they do a lot of tours and stuff. They have like whale watching tours, and like you can go to like see volcanoes and stuff. So
whales terrify me. I'm not gonna
lie.
The idea of like this massive underwater creature, I think I have thalassophobia. I think it was
Thalassophobia,
I tried playing Subnautica. There is the part where you discover the Leviathan for the first time, and the sounds that it makes.
Yeah.
And I think when I ran into it, it glitched because it noticed me, and I realized right away that it noticed me because like it just like fixated on me and started swimming rapidly toward me, and like, oh, I'm just fucking dead. This thing has me in its jaws. Like, I'm going to try and run, but I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. But it bugged because it never reached me, but it was like swimming around me constantly, just over and over. Like, I could see its body just like swimming around its massive body. And I was just like, okay, I'm never playing this fucking game again. This thing is trolling me. So yeah, I think thalassophobia is like a real fear that I have. Cause I think, I discovered that I had it when I went to Hawaii and we went snorkeling. And we were in like the coral reef, which is like really shallow.
Yeah.
But as I was swimming, I reached like the edge of it. And then that's when the ocean just bottomed out. Like I couldn't see the bottom anymore. It was just like the deep, dark ocean.
Yeah.
And that was all I could see. And like, I was like filled with terror.
Yeah.
So Yeah, ever since then, not a fan of that. I also saw a video of a whale swallowing two kayakers, and I was like,
"Oh yeah, I saw that too."
Don't ever want to experience that.
They it spit them out though, didn't it?
Yeah, it spit them out
because it was like these aren't food.
Yeah, if I was them though, I would just be like, "I want to die." So I don't know.
Yeah, that would be really terrifying. I've never gone snorkeling before, but it sounds cool. But that moment where you reach the break where it goes like straight down, mm-hmm. I've had that experience before. And it's definitely like you become very aware that human beings are like not meant to survive underwater. Like all of a sudden you're just like, I'm not breathing. Like I can't breathe water. So if something happens, like I'm just.
Done. Yeah. I just felt like extremely fucking insignificant in that moment. If that makes sense. Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. I read about like underwater welders and how that's like the most dangerous job ever.
There's actually a video that I watched on my stream one time that I'll reference sometimes that talks about how dangerous that kind of thing can be and how like the pressure combined with like a break in like a pipe that you're working on or whatever will just like suck you in and then you're just like dead instantly, right? Yeah. And the way the guy describes it in the video is very, you know, it's like a kind of a technical explanation of how this can happen. As like a warning for people who are doing work underwater. And he's talking about the water like suctioning you to the pipe or whatever you're working on. And he's like, and once it's gotcha, it's gotcha. And so I say that all the time now on my stream because it's just like, it's so like such a mortifying and like horrifying way to die.
Yeah.
And he's just like, once it's gotcha, it's gotcha.
Yeah.
I would never be able to do that.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying. Like, who the fuck would actually sign up for that job? That's insane.
Yeah.
I read about an incident where basically, I think there's like four underwater divers that were like in a submerged tank of some sort. Uh-huh. Some of them were like inside. Some of them were out. Something happened. Basically, the pressure released all at once and it wasn't supposed to. And basically, the people inside the tank, I think like their innards, like imploded.
Yeah.
I think their blood like boiled or something.
I've read about
that. And
they
just exploded. Their bodies exploded. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just like, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Is this going to be the darkest episode of Boomer versus Zoomer that you've had? Do you think?
I don't know. We had some pretty fucking
shit. Yeah, we still got time.
Yeah.
We still got the great.
We can keep going.
I got a lot of stuff. No. My greatest fear is prions. Prions will fuck you up.
What are prions?
They're misfolded proteins that you can like be subjected to if you eat like
Brains? Is that the
It's like animal brains?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like deer can have it and they just like go crazy and will just like smash their own head into like trees and stuff and then like not notice that their brain's just like hanging out. It's like basically it's like a zombie disease. And humans can get it. And it's just like there was like one woman who she just like couldn't sleep ever and she just completely like her whole body started to shut down slowly over time because she just couldn't sleep. Even with medication, they like could not get her to sleep. It's insane. It's a weird shit that happens to your body, and it is my greatest fear.
That is just gonna affect you somehow, some way.
I mean it affects me all the time when I think about it.
Oh, when you think about it? Like you feel like anxiety when
Damn. It scares me. Like the idea that like the idea that your brain controls everything about you, your personality and all of like your motor functions, and it could just shut off one day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that horrifies me.
Yeah, that's... I actually did read about...
You know, I'm always like, good job, I remember. Brain. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you're just supposed to avoid eating brains in general.
You're doing a good job. Yeah. Yeah, don't eat animal brains.
Yeah.
I'm not a vegetarian by any means, but that's like the main thing that I've learned is that you shouldn't eat any kind of brain of any animal.
Yeah.
Or like geckos and stuff. Geckos and like salamanders.
Geckos.
Like slugs. Yeah.
Okay. No slugs?
No, don't eat anything like that like because
escargot,
they all have
no.
diseases that are very bad. There was like guys, I read a lot of this stuff on the internet, so it's like there's
curiosity.
Yeah, this guy like dared his friend to eat like a salamander or something and he did and then he
got paralyzed, right?
Yeah, he had like a very slow and not nice death. So don't eat anything like that either.
Man, all the fun stuff's bad for you.
Yes.
Oh god.
Animal brains. Things that crawl on the ground.
Fuck.
Lizards and stuff.
Yeah, I'll just avoid eating things directly from the ground as much as possible.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever think about like mushrooms and how like there's tons of varieties of mushrooms and like some of them are good for you. They sell them in the grocery store. But like, what if they got the wrong one?
True.
You know? And like some mushrooms are just like super bad for you.
Yeah. there must have been so much limit testing when it came to like foraging.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, we can't eat that one. That killed Steve last week. You know? Like,
and it looks exactly like this other one that I ate and was fine. Yeah. So
well, now I'm rethinking my life every time I eat a mushroom now.
Mushrooms kind of scare me when I go to the grocery store. I cook with them a lot, but I like look at all the things there and I'm like, what if a bad one snuck in somehow? You know?
I'd like to assume that like they just have like mushroom farms for like most of the stuff in the grocery store. They don't just like handpick forage
anymore.
I'm sure they do.
It's just like my irrational.
That's fair. I'd like to think that at least, you know?
Yeah. Like every time I have that moment where I'm like buying bananas and I'm like, what if like one of those scary spiders from Australia got in here or like Brazil or wherever they get, you know, bananas.
Oh yeah. Like just something like
an I'm going to touch it and it's going to like, you know, and then I'm Spider Woman, but like not in a good way.
Yeah. Dude. Oh my God. I actually got bit by a spider back in college. And when I told my friends about it, my name being paired with that incident.
Oh.
It was just like not a fun time for like 2 weeks. Because I already get bullied for my name as it is. And it's like, oh, you feeling radioactive recently? Any cool powers? It's like, no, I just got like a big ass itchy bite on my arm and that's pretty much it. So, Fuck. I do like sometimes think about all the different ways people can die, like in like horrible ways. Just like, you know, those like, you're just thinking about it in bed or like a TikTok comes up that you didn't ask for. It's like, oh, this man died in a horrific way that you should find out about. So,
I mean, I feel like sometimes that can be like parts of that can be good because then you learn things without having to experience it yourself.
Yeah.
Because like you didn't have to go through this like horrible traumatic experience, but you got the knowledge from it. And it sucks that it happens to anyone at all.
Yeah.
But you can learn from it still, at least,
that's
I guess.
Fair.
Yeah.
Damn morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
Just gets to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've seen at least like 4 or 5 TikToks in this past month about these are people that died of brain aneurysms.
Ah, yeah.
There is nothing you can do to avoid it.
No.
It just happens and you will die.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Your brain can just like decide not to do things anymore.
Yeah.
And that freaks me out.
And that will just, and there's very little you could do preventatively.
Right. It's not like, okay, eat healthier, drink more water, and like you'll never have this problem.
Yeah. You just had a hiccup in your brain and you can't recover from it.
Yeah.
You're just dead.
Yeah.
What a great TikTok to be watching as I'm about to go to sleep in bed.
No, yeah. I get some of the most fucked up TikToks. Like,
this person went to sleep and never woke up
exactly.
As you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah. I saw like this whole TikTok saga about this like Chinese like influencer model that got murdered by her ex-husband or something and turned into soup.
What?
Yeah.
The soup?
I think so. I think they
like soup to eat or just like he was trying to hide the evidence.
I think it might have been a combination of the two. Maybe.
People are so weird.
Yeah,
that's another thing. It's like the difference in the things that are happening in your brain versus someone else's brain.
Yeah,
right. Like it is functionally the same organ, but for some people, they have a thing in their brain that's just like turn this person into soup. Maybe you're gonna eat it. Maybe you won't. You know.
Yeah.
And like other people wouldn't have that thought ever.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so weird.
And some of that is like nature versus nurture. Like I feel like, you know, if you grew up in a bad household, you probably will like pick up bad habits or like have some like great, like not great tendencies or whatever. But like, you know, there are the stories of people that like had perfectly normal childhoods and they just lack empathy and then they kill people. So it's like, oh fuck, that could be one of my kids one day.
That's the other thing where I'm just like, what if I had a kid and like you can do everything right and
they're just terrible.
Yeah, like there's nothing, like sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think about like, let's say you're staring at like a highway or a freeway or something and you see all the cars pass by. That person in that car has a life with like that their cousins, which also have lives. And then it's a whole thing, but you just like, you think about the amount of people that actually exist as well as like the amount of people that have different lives and different thoughts. And it's just, it's such a weird like thought. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, because it's like you only experience things from your point of view, obviously. And like you could even like kind of branch that feeling out to like your friends. Like you obviously like you lived a life with some of your friends and you experienced that. But like when you see a complete fucking random stranger, and you're just like, they almost feel like an NPC to you in a way. You know?
They are. I mean, like you are the main character in your story and they're the NPCs, but to them you're the NPC and they're the main character.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I've always found those moments of just like extreme lucidity so funny. Just like that, just happens at the weirdest time, and suddenly, like your entire perspective just zooms out really far for a second. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And you're back and you're just like driving your car and you're like, oh my God, I'm in like, yeah. I'm moving so fast in a vehicle and there's a ton of people around me. And, all right, I'm good. Whoa, that was weird.
Yeah.
That's... Like driving like 80 miles an hour and I don't remember the past five exits that I went past, but that's probably fine.
I mean, like, what about a plane pilot? What about a plane pilot? You think they're
too relatable?
Like,
I've never done that. I've never zoned out while driving.
Dude, I do that while streaming. I'll sometimes like 5 hours pass by. I'm like, what? Wait, what? What was I doing this? And I was like, oh, I was just playing Valorant this whole time. Yeah, I guess. Like, there, it's like you just have like these macro moments, I guess, where it's just like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, that happened, and then all of a sudden it's fucking almost April in 2023.
Dead Island 2 is a unique formula of horror, dark humor, and over-the-top zombie slaying spanning an epic pulp adventure. This thrilling first-person action RPG takes players across a brand new playground, a hellish vision of LA, or Hell-A, as we like to call it. Dead Island 2 is stylish, vibrant, and flooded with zombie infection. Explore iconic, gore-drenched Los Angeles, meet larger-than-life characters, slay countless foes in exquisitely bloody detail, and evolve to become the ultimate zombie slayer. Dead Island 2 will release on PC via the Epic Games Store, Xbox One, Xbox Series, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5 on April 21st. And now, back to the episode.
Doesn't time pass like in a really fucking weird way where it feels like it's taking so long to get to some point, but also like, oh, it's already been almost 3 entire months.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, because I'll see my iPhone gives me memories from like a year ago today, and I'll see that and be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Really?
Wasn't that a week ago?
Like, exactly, yeah.
I feel like that's, you know what, actually I just realized, because, okay, so like, do you ever look at the moon when it's really close to the horizon and you think, wow, it looks gigantic? And then when it gets higher up in the sky, it's like much smaller.
Yeah.
And it's because it's like the moon doesn't actually change size, obviously. It's just because when it's close to the ground, you have like everything else in context to realize how big the moon is. But then when it's just up in the middle of like the dark void, you don't notice how big it is. Like, it looks smaller because there's nothing else to put it into perspective, right?
I had no fucking idea. I literally thought the moon was just closer.
No.
Oh my
God. It's like always the same distance. It's just that like when it's close to the ground, you have perspective to like realize how big it is. And I feel like that's probably something to do with like why the time like feels sometimes like it's passing really fast versus really slow, where it's like you have small moments to put it into context. Versus like a much larger picture that, you know, feels like it's passing much slower.
Holy shit. You're still blowing me away with that moon fact. I really just thought like the moon was like on like, in, I don't know, fuck.
Like on an elliptical orbit, you know?
Actually fucking stupid. I don't know. I thought that the moon was just sometimes closer, man. I don't know.
No.
That's crazy. Yeah. So the moon orbits around the Earth at a perfectly even distance.
I don't know if it's perfect, but I think it's pretty close to it. Yeah. Yeah, it just looks big when it's close to the ground, because then you can see like a house, and you know how big a house is,
right?
Because you know how big it is compared to you. So
that's fucking wild.
Yeah,
that's cool. I learned something today.
Yeah,
we really landed on the moon. That's low key sick.
That's wild
to think
about it. Still, I don't know.
Yeah.
Space shit is just
in the '60s too. You ever think about like in the '60s?
Weren't they doing like calculations on paper or something in order to figure out like, okay, maybe I'm just making shit up, but like,
no, I mean, there's yeah, more. No, I mean, there's yeah. more like, you know, processing horsepower in your pocket in your phone than was in like the entirety of that space.
Yeah. I think I just remember seeing photos from back then or like the calculations involved to make sure that we got to the moon safely. And like, it was just like stacks of documents like that. I was like, damn, they didn't use a fucking computer for this? Like, what the fuck? So yeah, that's actually crazy. Like, yeah, I heard a graphing calculator has more processing power than like what they had in NASA back then, which is fucking crazy. Do we still do trips to the moon? No, right?
Just probes.
I think they're their focus is like Mars or something right now.
Well, this is like also the space station still has like people going up and down, and then they do like the probes and on Mars and all that stuff, and then SpaceX obviously doing their like reusable rocket thing, which is pretty sick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But it is crazy to me because it feels like, okay, when you think about like the evolution of the car, where it goes from like the Model A's and the Model T's, and then now we have like self-driving cars.
Right.
And it feels weird to me that the natural progression of going to the moon wasn't like, okay, now we're going to the moon more frequently. You know, it's like we went there once and then we're just like never again, you know?
What's on the moon, man?
You'd think that like, you know, 60 years later, God, it's been 60, you know, 60 years later that we would be like, you know, once a year or something where we're like going up there. And I mean, the thing is, there's like not a lot. It's just like rocks and dust and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I guess I just figured like, We got the Xbox achievement. We didn't even go back.
Yeah,
we're good.
I guess.
Well, yeah. I think also like what's crazy about that is like I just came across this like recently. Just had that like moment of clarity. That like the first like the Wright brothers, the first flight was like 1903.
Yeah.
And so between 1903, we went from literally having no human flying to where we are now, in like slightly over 100 years. Like the insane speed at which that progressed is like mind-blowing when you kind of like think about like just like 60 years from no fly to stand on moon. That's nuts.
I
don't know if this is like something that's like super like ignorant of me to say, but it feels like the exponential like scientific achievements we've experienced as like humanity has kind of plateaued a little bit.
Maybe.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's like kind of tied into like the whole like retrofuturism of like what people in like the 40s and 50s and 60s thought the future was going to look like, and it has that, you know, like the Fallout style like retro like flying cars. It's like when you think about it, it's like that makes a lot more sense when you think about that perspective. Then it's like, oh my god, we went in 50 years, we went from no flying to having planes, and yeah, well, of course, in another 50 years, we're going to have flying cars and hoverboards and space cities, like. Yeah, because things were just moving so fast.
Right.
And then it definitely petered out. But it's kind of funny looking back that it's like we look at it now.
I wonder if it's also, also like the constant like information stream of all of those things happening, where like back in the 50s and 60s, you know, if one major achievement happened, it was like front page of the newspaper. And that's how you got your news, was just the newspaper. But now it's like there's 50 different websites and like YouTube channels with news about this thing and that thing and whatever. And it's just so overwhelming that even if people are like, I mean, I feel like I see that on, it'll be like on Instagram Reels where it's like 14-year-old develops possible cure for cancer. And you're like, oh, okay, go next. You know, it's just, it's, yeah, there's so much that it's like, there is cool stuff happening around us, but it's easy to miss it, I think, now.
But I also want, like, there is like a built-in skepticism I have also, like whenever I see these headlines are like, okay, like, but how real is this? Like, I feel like I'm seeing headlines of like the cure for cancer, like all the time. And then like, it's okay. I don't actually feel like my day-to-day or like how I perceive certain diseases or whatever, it has really changed much.
Everything's sensationalized. Yeah. So it is hard to believe certain things.
Yeah. I will say that I think the current huge breakthrough innovation that's currently happening is, it was probably AI technology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. AI has been the hot topic recently.
Which is like the fucking worst, by the way. I fucking hate AI so much. I'm not trying to be like, oh, fuck, I hate all like technological advancements, but like everything that I've seen from AI has been really lame. Like, or like how AI has been utilized has been really shitty. Mostly so far, like I've seen it used for essentially like theft, like content, like copyright
like theft. And
Or like writing stories or whatever, like all the things that their data sets are like taken from things that exist that are made by actual people.
Yeah.
So like that's,
I just feel like the idea of, so like if you don't think about computerized AI, but let's like think about automation in factories, for example, where you're like, okay, we have human beings building cars. Okay, now we're going to have these machines that are going to build the cars, and they're going to do it for you. So all your lives are going to be better. So I feel like we had it was kind of like the promise of machines doing the manual labor would make humanity better, like would make human lives better.
Right.
And it doesn't feel like that's been, it's just like, okay, well now you're fired because this robot can do your job.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to make any money. So like, we're not going to, it's not like we're going to make your life better or like give you a raise because now this robot's doing your job instead.
Right.
You know, it's so
like only corporations
like,
are actually benefiting from this.
So I feel
but like
there's
the
like
person is not.
This like, oh, AI, it's like so fancy and it can like do all the things that humans can do. And it's like, yeah, but you used humans to make it. So, and then now it's just going to replace other humans. And like, so what are we supposed to do? And like, are you going to use any of that technology to actually like make our lives better? And then all the like billionaires are just like, no.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's like, oh, I mean, so are you going to introduce like, you know, like a living wage for people so that they could just like, you know, live now that they don't have a job or not? Actually, living wage isn't the term, is it? It's like a
universal
income. Yeah. So, I mean, they don't have that. People are losing their jobs. So it's like fucked on top of that. And then like, also AI art just looks bad to me.
Yeah, it's always messed up. There's always one part of it that's goofy.
Yeah. There's like a, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say in Photoshop, they have like neural filters now is what they're calling it. And it is like AI generated. Like they try to Photoshop your picture for you based on certain things. And I had a lot of fun playing with it because there's one that was like, it's supposed to, you're able to like tweak the emotions of people in photos.
Oh, what
and so
fuck?
It's like, yeah, so it's like, there's actually a slider that's like happy, sad, and you like slide it to decide whether you want the person to look more happy or sad. But their face always ends up looking really messed up because it's not just like making them smile. It's like trying to adjust their whole face. So then they end up just like grimacing and there's like pieces that are all fucked up. And it's like,
wait, this is in Photoshop?
Yeah, in Photoshop.
Is it a neural filter?
Yeah, neural filter.
Oh, I'm so down to try this. That sounds great.
Some of it's cool. I mean, they have like skin smoothing, which is like pretty basic, or like they have more like artistic ones that will try to like, you know, do like mosaics and stuff, which is cool. But yeah.
I'm used to using like the more like basic filters that just like put like a film over it. But like the idea of like tweaking someone's emotions based off of like their computer generated information sounds pretty fucking funny.
It's not, it like doesn't work well, but it is very funny to look at. Yeah. So.
I will say I saw an example on Twitter of like AI being used like in a like a helpful way was this person's dog was dying of some unknown disease and they brought their dog to the vet. The vet couldn't figure out the diagnosis. And then they just like ran a bunch of tests. And then the person was like, they went to ChatGPT, like the newest version, like 4.0 or something like that, or 3.0. I forget which one, but they're like, okay, ChatGPT, here's a list of like the lab results for my dog. I'm trying to figure out what disease they have. We ruled out this, this, and this from the tests. What could it possibly be? And then the ChatGPT was like, I am not a veterinarian, but based off of your information, these are the possible results based off of like things like what I've pulled from the internet or like so. And they were able to get a correct diagnosis of their dog's disease and like treat it. And then the dog survived. And I was like, that's actually really crazy. Cool.
Yeah. Rather than using it as a tool to replace the creativity of humans, use it as a tool to like gather the sum total of human knowledge and like to easily index and search that based off of like complicated terms. Like you're saying, like, here's my lab results. You know, you can't put that in like a Google search bar.
Exactly.
But you could give it to ChatGPT and it'll just.
Yeah. And it was actually extremely detailed in like the breakdown. And like, I like the fact that you're not actually replacing a veterinarian. Like at the end of the day, they're still treating your dog.
Yeah.
And like they're still going to be the ones that like analyze the information like that ChatGPT gives out. But the fact that they was able to get a correct diagnosis and they were able to treat off of it, I thought that was like so fucking cool.
Right. Yeah.
So like I like AI being used for shit like that. Like I think that's amazing. Like saving time and scouring the internet and like giving you information in like a concise way just like seems awesome.
Yeah.
Using it to like basically replace the creative process, not awesome.
Right.
So, I do think it's funny that schools are cracking down on the whole ChatGPT thing.
But like, how do you?
Well, that's kind of, I guess you can kind of just take that question from a sheet and then just put it into ChatGPT, whatever the answer is. And then if you see a kid's answer, same thing, you kind of figure it out from there.
Actually, I think you're right. Yes. So I actually saw a Twitter post of a guy talking about how he was like an artist and how his process is really different from others because he interprets like sounds as images.
Yeah.
And then he showed his pieces and someone took the pieces that he showed and like put them in like some, I don't know, some, I guess like a separate AI thing and was like, it actually showed the breakdown of like, oh, this is the likelihood of this being AI generated. And these are the things that these are the AI tools that he probably used in order to generate this image. So this dude actually printed AI images onto canvas and then claimed to have painted it himself. So I just thought that was really fucking funny. So like, I think there is now a proliferation of tools to detect if AI was used, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I've seen there's already like a really like fast moving feedback loop on like the college level that I've seen happening. Where like professors are calling out, like I saw like one video of professors, something like a huge percentage of the class was caught using ChatGPT on their papers, and it was just like this huge like blow up. And there's already tools that you can put stuff into it, and it feeds back the likelihood that this was written by an AI. But now there are already other tools to bypass the methods which those check. Yeah. To totally re-bypass it and like make sources. It's wild. And it's happening like by the week
so
now
it's
on
arms
college
race,
level.
Basically.
Yeah, seriously, it's like it's like an academic arms race right now. It's wild.
Man. Do you think these colleges will like look back on papers that were already submitted and check if AI was used for it? Like, do you think there's like grounds for that? Because like I'm sure there's like a sweet spot, like a period of time where people didn't like the professors didn't realize, the colleges didn't realize that AI was being used to write papers. So
I mean, if you've already graduated the class or the college, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, they unless can. It was egregious, I think they could, I mean, they could take your degree away.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. That would be my assumption. But like, would they actually go through the process of doing that?
Man, I would hate trying to be a teacher and like deal with all of that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like being a teacher right now just sounds awful, just in general.
Yeah, being a teacher in general is like not, I don't know how they do it. Like, God bless you, but Jesus Christ, I don't know how you do that.
It's there's strikes right now, right? I think. Or yeah, there were strikes.
For LAUSD, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are there? Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, we talked about it like last week or something about like, I have Chromebooks in my high school class, or I did. Uh-huh. And so we just got onto Google Docs, Google Sheets. That's how we did our homework, all that stuff. Which is really weird because that middle school transition of writing papers to just like fully typing it out was really weird.
But I actually think with the proliferation of AI, people are going to start doing the in-person tests again, right? Like that's what I would do as a professor.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If I think all my class, like my students are like cheating, like by like using ChatGPT on their computers and stuff, it's like, oh, we're just going to do fucking written papers again.
Well, that's the thing about the Chromebooks. The teacher has access to seeing what the students are doing. Like basically they have a page filled up with each student's like name and then like what their screen looks like. So they really can't like cheat, I guess.
That's crazy to me. Wait, so were you given the Chromebooks?
No, it was like each classroom had a Chromebook.
So you like rent them out from the class kind of?
Basically, we couldn't take them outside of the class. We can only use it in there. But the teacher always got on our case for not plugging in the Chromebooks and then would sometimes, like that was the big, you're in trouble if you don't plug it. It's a whole thing. I don't know.
Damn. I just can't relate. I remember the chalkboards, man. Mm-hmm. And like the projectors.
In elementary school, taking the erasers out and like, oh God, sorry.
No, you're good.
Just like at home, I'm always hitting the microphone.
Dude,
like,
okay,
go out
same.
And clap the erasers outside for all the chalk dust.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm so old.
Are you guys there for the transition to like the terrible smart boards? Did you have to do that in school?
No.
I did not have terrible smart boards.
It was right on like the tail end of like high school for me. I'm 32, so it's like around the same age. And they started having these like touch whiteboards, but they never worked because it was like the first iteration of the technology. So it always just like, you just end up canceling class. The teacher would be like, yeah, stupid board doesn't, I can't touch it. So we can't do school because now it's blocking the entire chalkboard and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
I was part of LAUSD for high school. I guess we just didn't have the funding for that shit, but we only had whiteboards and chalkboards.
Yeah.
So, which I guess sounds like it was for the best. So
I learned more from those than I did the smart boards. So.
The fuck? Yeah. It's always like that weird transitional period where they're trying to like create smart objects and then they're just like just categorically worse in every way than the actual things that they're trying to replace. Fuck.
The way you would find out if your teacher was cool or not, for at least our generation, is if they allow you to listen to music on the Chromebooks in your headphones. That's how we kind of like declared as students, like, are they cool? Are they not? It's weird.
I wonder like what kind of teacher I would be if like I was a teacher.
It's mainly only when you're supposed to do your work. So like you teach, you do all that stuff and then say, all right, go on and do your work. You can listen to music while you do it. It's basically like that.
I personally think homework is kind of bullshit a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's like a bad take. It probably is a bad take. But my idea is like, oh, I would teach something in class. I have an assignment. You do it in class. And then if you don't finish it in class, you would just take it home and finish it by the next day. I don't know. It just feels like so much of homework back then was just busy work. Like, I'm not actually learning anything. So
I feel like that ideally might be, like, that would be cool if you could do that. But I feel like the way that our school system is set up right now is too much like a factory where it's like, get kids in your class. You have to teach them all these things because the district mandates it. And then you have to get them out of your class, like, as fast as possible. And there's probably also, like, they have to do some kind of, like, you have to assign this many things like outside of school or whatever. And
you basically have to be caught up with whatever the lesson is.
Yeah. I feel like teaching isn't really, it doesn't, to me, from an outside perspective, as someone who has never been a teacher. So like, maybe I'm wrong, but the perspective that I have is that they're like forced into doing a lot of stuff that is like to meet the standard of the district that's decided by people who are like not always teachers. But they're just like, we want all your students to learn this thing. And so therefore you have to like teach this to them.
Fuck.
So
I also disclaimer, I was never a teacher. So if anything I said was destructive or bad in any way, that is my bad. That's just what I would do if
but
I was
I
a teacher.
I also agree though that like, I mean, I've seen people who they get assigned work to do over like spring break. And it's like,
that I never understood.
Yeah, like that is complete bullshit. Like, okay, homework during the school year, got it. But like spring break, like it's literally called spring break. Like it's supposed to be a break. Or like over the holidays, like Christmas and stuff. I'm supposed to be spending that time with my family. You want me to be doing like multiplication tables? Like that sucks.
Listen, man, spring break for me was just SAT prep. Okay. Like I never had like a real fucking break before college, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, all my breaks were just like, oh, now you get to fully focus on like your SAT practice classes. Fucking, I don't know if any of you guys did SAT prep.
Nope.
Yeah. Yep. I was part of like elite SAT prep. Mm. And yeah, just the fucking orange vocab cards will haunt me for the rest of my days. I swear to God.
You guys ever have that one like high school book that you just loved? You know what I mean?
High school book?
I mean, because like growing up, my classes had to read stuff like Catcher in the Rye, Great Gatsby, basically that whole series of books.
Yeah, I did.
Was there one that like you just loved, basically? Like one that you would say is your favorite?
For me, it was The Hatchet.
I was going to say The Hatchet.
Yeah.
Gary Paulson, The Hatchet. Yeah. Such a good one, yeah.
So good.
I read a lot when I was a kid. We did like the Scholastic book fairs and stuff.
Yeah.
My sister and I would, when I was like really young, we would bike to the local library, and she's a year older than me, but we look pretty similar because especially when we were younger. And they would give like, I don't know, it was like you had to read 5 books in like a week or something. And we would read them all in the first like 2 days because we just like loved reading. We would just like zoom through it. So we would go back to the library and we were there like all the time. And that's when they actually, when they put computers in the library and we would play like backyard baseball
on like
so my sister and I went back there actually like I don't know, it was probably 10-15 years after we had actually been going there as like kids, and the same librarian was working there and she recognized us. It was
so cute.
Librarians, they're just the best, they're the best people. So
that's really wholesome.
Yeah,
I feel like people who work at the library are like good people.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bus stop in middle school and high school was at a library. So I spent a fuck ton of time at the library. That's also when I found out I really like manga or like Japanese stuff. Because like they would have like books of manga and like anime DVDs at the library to loan. So maybe that's a bad thing though. I don't know.
Yeah. I would rent like they had like CDs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would just pick random CDs based off of the cover. But I found a lot of good music like that just because I was just randomly exploring, you know. There was no Spotify back then.
True.
Yeah.
Damn, you guys had to buy your own music.
Well, I rented it from well, but also there was FYE, that like music store.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore, I don't think, but they would sell like CDs and stuff.
I just spent hours there at the at the mall.
Do you have like the big binder with like the CD sleeves and you just like, you know, it's like a big photo album but with all your music? Yeah,
they also had like at least the one I had in like the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, they had like, there's like a couple anime DVDs in the back. And that was the first time I like learned about like Inuyasha. And I was like, oh, sick. Cause it was like in the back of the FYE and it was like, you know, $45 for like 2 episodes or something.
That's fucking wild. Goddamn.
Blockbuster. Renting VHS tapes from Blockbuster.
I loved going to Blockbuster. Yeah. That was like one of my fucking favorite things to do. Just like going with your family.
Yeah.
Going down the aisles. And like just checking out all the different movies, the box art cover, and like there's like the little aisle of like candy and popcorn stuff that you could buy. Too.
Yeah,
it was like an event. Candy. It was nice.
Yeah,
but now it's just like now it's just Netflix. I mean, I remember when Netflix, like I was renting DVDs through Netflix in the mail.
Send you DVDs.
That shit was wild. Like that. That's just like a Do they even have that service anymore? No, right?
I think it's like super, super limited, like grandfathered. If they still do it, I don't know if they like officially cut it off. But I remember like, not too long ago, so it was like buried in a menu somewhere, but like you couldn't sign up for it. It was just like, oh yeah, and if you do the DVD thing, you get like one or whatever.
I do remember that they tried separating the services as like two different things. Like Netflix was like the streaming service, and they had like Pop Crackle something. It was like a different name for like the DVD rental service. But I thought that was now like defunct or something.
I mean, they still have Redbox machines out still.
That still exists?
Yeah. From what I've seen so far.
Do they only do Blu-rays now?
I honestly have no idea. I've never used it.
So I remember I referenced DVDs once, like not too long ago, and people were just like, lol, DVDs, imagine. I was like, do people not use DVDs anymore? Like the fuck?
I mean, we used to put our DVDs in our like PlayStation 3 to watch movies.
Yeah.
That's what I did with like my Netflix discs that I got.
My girlfriend and I have kind of gotten back into like getting DVDs more recently, like Criterion stuff, because like we're starting to see all of like our favorite series like disappear from streaming services. Mm-hmm. Kind of had that like, oh my God, like it's actually going to go away. Like we might totally lose access if you don't like buy it.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know, kind of wild to like go full circle. And it
that's
feels
why
like
you build
preserve.
A personal media library and then you just have all that. That's I
flex it.
Yeah.
When you own a house. Which
no, you don't need to own a house to do that.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of like a...
Oh, no.
Yeah, like a wall. Yeah.
Physical
yeah.
storage
no, no.
is an issue.
No, I'm meaning you set up like a network attached storage in your house, and then anytime you buy DVDs or rent them or whatever, you just rip them to the server, and then you just own them forever. No one can take it away.
That's why I buy a lot of vinyls, so that's kind of like my goal.
Yeah.
Kinda. Whenever
you
I move...
buy vinyls?
Yeah. So I guess whenever I move into an apartment or later down the line, a house, I just want to have like a set where it's just like full on vinyls.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I have like a little area in like my bedroom with for my vinyl, like my record player and my vinyl collection. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. I don't actually know how often I'll use this, but I fucking love looking at it and thinking that I use it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Because it is kind of a pain in the ass to be like lift it out of this like protective sleeve, like put it on and then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like once the vinyl plays through, you have to like, I can like flip it over or like put it back and yeah, but it's nice. I like it. Wow, vinyls, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, my mom just got me into older music and I just kind of grew off of that. Yeah, right there.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad that that's like still a thing because I know I got a lot of my music taste from my dad mm-hmm. as well. Like I listened to a lot of ABBA and the Beatles and like Simon and Garfunkel because of him.
That's my mom. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Well. Hour flew by. That was crazy.
Wow. Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's already an hour.
Tanner,
that's
unless
crazy.
He fucking hates doing this and he just wants me to finish.
That went so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're like halfway there, you know?
No. Yeah. We're through and through. Right. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us today, both of you. I appreciate it so much. Where can I, are you guys promoting anything? Anything coming up? Where can we find you?
Oh gosh. I'm just JHB Team Online. You can look that up and whatever I'm doing basically.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty much, I mean, ammunition on everything. And I watched some of the previous episodes of the podcast to like kind of get a feel for what was happening. And I'm really glad that we managed to mostly avoid any anime discussion. So.
Oh, wait.
Nope, it's over. The hour's over.
Wait,
we're done.
Do you prefer talking about anime?
No, I don't know anything about anime.
Oh,
so that's
yeah,
why I was
no,
like,
that's great. Like yeah. I don't I am not such a weeb that I just like so do you like anime?
As soon as you were like talking about Blockbuster and you were like, there's like the anime section, I was like, oh my god, please talk about something else.
Yeah,
please,
yeah, no.
Please direct the conversation.
The Japanese
else.
Manga part.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, I have nothing
listen,
to contribute.
Listen, I will not subject you to it. That is not what you're interested in. Like I could talk about that subject if the person who's on the guest is interested, but I'm not like, let me tell you about my Lord and Savior anime. Yeah. No, that should. All right. But yeah, cool. Ammunition and everything. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a ton of fun.
I'm really glad I got to be here because I'd been like maybe going to be on and then I kept getting like sick. So I went to France. I got sick. I went to Montreal. I got sick. I'm never leaving the house again.
Well, we're glad that you're not sick and you're doing well. So cool. Hopefully you don't feel sick after coming here. Otherwise we'll never see you again. You'll never venture outward. But yeah. All right, cool. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.